Hello, I'm your host, Brenda Nelson with Old Republic National Title Insurance Company. The newest member of the National Agency Service Business Development Team is Joe Alves. He's a recent transfer in the Western Title Division from San Francisco Bay Area. Having spent most of his 15 years in the title insurance industry, operating and leading in customer-facing roles, Joe has seen the good and the not-so-good of the customer experience. I'd like to give a warm welcome to Joe Alves. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Brenda. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Joe, as you know, on our show, we like to highlight some common mistakes people tend to make in the sales and how they overcome those obstacles. One mistake we want to put a spotlight on today is forgetting the rest of the team. Would you mind explaining what this might look like?
Absolutely. First and foremost, I want to say that, you know, anyone, anywhere, especially here at Old Republic, we're all on a team, whether we know it or not. It could be your direct sales team. It could be your managers. It could be your support staff, your receptionists. I mean, even the vendors that we work with, literally everybody is a team member. But when I think of this as a common mistake, there's two things that come to mind. First, do you know all the strengths of your team? Sometimes people have talents that go way beyond their role. Maybe they have an impressive tech savvy, or they're great with numbers, or even they speak another language. As an example, one time I had an escrow officer that took a phone call from a buyer who only spoke Spanish, couldn't communicate, ended up having to hang up on the buyer, telling them essentially, you know, go talk to your realtor. And, you know, this is a real customer service faux pas. Little did she know that one of our new escrow assistants just down the hall on the other team was fluent in Spanish. And if she'd have known that, known the strength of her team, we could have very quickly, let me put you on hold, and had our assistant Anita pick up the phone and solve that problem. So again, knowing the strengths is important, but I think this as a leader, and I've been in a leadership role, I'll tell you, it's crucial to make sure that the team understands that they're just as much a priority as the customer. And, you know, sure, our clients are the reasons that our doors are open and revenue keeps us all employed, because that's our job. But let's not forget that our team is people that we interact with every day. And in some instances, we spend more time in the office, at least pre-pandemic, with them, and they become like family. And it's really important that we remember that as much as we want to please the customer, it's important to understand that your team is just as much of a priority.
Good. I understand. That's great. Good information. Can you tell me about a time that you made one of these mistakes, but you remedied it?
Sure. I remember a time when I was a new manager, and I had hired a very capable customer service rep, but she was brand new to the industry. She was very savvy. She was great on the phone, but she didn't quite know our job. Anyway, one day she was going back and forth with a client. She was trying to get, I believe it was comparable sales. So trying to value a property for a client who had a new listing. And when it was a really unique property, I think it was farmland. I mean, it was really hard to get. And anyway, I could see the email exchange, because eventually I started getting copied on the emails, and there was some disconnect. There was a little dishappiness on the client's part. And the mistake that I made in forgetting my team and not prioritizing, you know, my rep before the client, I just jumped right in, got them exactly what they needed, and sent it right back directly from me. Oh boy, that was a big mistake. And I found out very quickly, because she came right over to my office and sat down and said, you know, you really took the wind right out of my sails. Instead of pulling me aside and saying, you know, listen, you could do it this way, you could try that, this is the format they're looking for, I just jumped in and did it. I allowed the technician in me to handle it and not the leader in me to say, let me teach you how to do this right. And, you know, honestly, that was a mistake that I've carried with me ever since. I've not made that mistake since, but that was a really hard one to overcome. She was upset that she had been embarrassed. She'd lost some trust in me. And to be totally honest, I don't think I ever really remedied that. She ended up taking another job with another company a few months after that. So unfortunately, that was not one that I got to remedy. But like everything, you live, you learn, and you carry that with you.
Yeah, that's really true. Is if we learn from our mistakes, it's a good thing. But that's a hard learn. So bottom line.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
What is the best way to recognize and manage mistakes?
Well, it's like I teach my kids. If you make a mistake, the best way to manage it is to, one, own it. Take responsibility. You're the one who committed the action. It's your mistake. You have to own it. Two, apologize for it. Showing a little empathy to a person you hurt goes a long way. Acknowledging the mistake you made and that you understand that it was a mistake and that they're hurt and not better off for it. And then three, most importantly, make it right if you can. It's an opportunity to learn, to go, you know what, I understand I made this mistake, I own that, here's what I think I can do to make it right, or even just ask, how can I make this right, what can we do to make this up to you? And most times people will be very understanding and appreciative of those three steps, of ownership, apologizing, and making it right. Now I'll tell you, coming from the school of hard knocks, you generally make mistakes that you truly have to learn from and hope to avoid down the road, just like my story. You know, I'm reminded of the words of my father, who, believe it or not, was my first boss when I was working for him and a great mentor. He said, listen, we're all going to make mistakes, and they do hurt, but that's okay, that's how we learn. But if you start making the same mistake twice, that's when you're really going to get in trouble. You know, on the other hand, I believe everybody is coachable, teachable and trainable. We're all capable of learning from our mistakes. Having a great mentor, having a great leader in your life to learn from what they can teach you, to learn from their journey, to have them kind of give you the roadmap through the minefield sometimes, it's a great way to learn and it's a great way to help avoid what sometimes can be common sales mistakes.
Well, Joe, great information. Thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for your expertise. It was incredibly enlightening. Thank you to the listeners for joining us for this discussion. And until next time, I'm Brenda Nelson, and together we will learn, grow, and prosper.